the neighbors. The Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Yeah. Ooh, where am I? This is a whole new location and a whole new broadcast room, a reception area and everything. Wow, what a deal. Well, I got here kind of early today thinking that parking would be the biggest problem of the whole time I'm around today, but it wasn't. Across from where I am now and the heart failure is below me, and I'm one step up and on the second floor. But across the street is a parking lot, and I suppose a lot of people that work here might park there, and other people that work downtown park there. But there were two spots open for handicapped, and of course I am handicapped. I qualify and got the sticker and so forth, and so it was no problem at all. But what will it be like tomorrow? What will it be like? Well, that's right. The parade is tomorrow. And getting a spot for the parade, we usually have a favorite place we park where we don't have to walk too far. And so it goes. But now I was wondering, too, if anyone listening out there that has anything to do with the Popcorn Festival, you know, we've got all these hours we're on the air. And we're receptive to all you popcorn officials and workers and so forth. If you'd like to promote whatever part you're working on or any other information concerning the Popcorn Festival, please feel free to come to our studio. Now you say, well, okay, I would, but where's your studio? We're in the what used to be Frank Brothers Department Store. Remember that? Right across Mueller's Department Store. That was a long time ago. It went from Frank Brothers Department Store to Bank One. Wasn't that Marion County Bank or Bank One? Yeah, that was a long time ago. In fact, I got a car loan just downstairs where the heart failure clinic is. And I'm there quite often, the heart failure clinic. And, you know, we have a little conversation and so forth. And let's see what else. But like I say, if anyone connected with the festival, please feel free to come over to the what used to be Frank Brothers Department Store, which is now the Bank, not Bank One, but Ohio Health Heart Failure Clinic on the first floor. But on the second floor, there are offices, and we're in one of those offices. In fact, we have two or three rooms here. And it's on the second floor, and it's so easy to get to because all you have to do is open the big doors downstairs, and you'll see the elevator button. And you press the elevator button, and up you come. And when the elevator stops, going back to the old Major, remember Major Bowes, and round we go, and where it stops, nobody knows. Well, in this case, when the elevator stops, you step out, and you look down the hallway, and there's a sign on our door, and it says Kilroy was here. No, it says WWGH, and that's it. You come on in. Yeah, we'd like to have you. Here's a golden opportunity. We'll be here. You know, the festival runs 3 days, and we'll be here all those days broadcasting, and it's wide open for all the festival people who'd like to come up and talk to us, whatever. In fact, we'd like to see if some of the royalty would like to come up and visit here. That would be nice, the popcorn queen. And let's see, we have the queen and the Ms. Popcorn Festival. Oh, and the Teeny Pops and the, about the, no, I was thinking there's About the Pop. That's for a pregnant woman contest, but we don't have that yet. About the Pop. Oh, that's bad. Okay, but hey, if royalty likes to come up, boy, we sure do welcome you. And we have a nice studio here, and we still have to put everything away. And I think Terry Tackett's going to have to do that. So, anyhow, what else is happening? You say, what else could happen? But downtown, of course, it's blocked off the way it is every year and has been since the year 1951. Do you remember that? 1951? Was it? Yeah, 1951. I was here at the first Popcorn Festival and participated in everything I could. We had, of course, that year and many years to follow, we had the Popcorn 100 bike tour. We also had a 5K run. But I'm most familiar with the Popcorn 100 bike tour. And it wasn't a race. It was a tour. And we went from Marion all over different, 25, 50, 100-mile routes. It was a lot of fun. And it got me started in serious bicycling. And it all ended up in the fact that in just 3 years later, I organized a tour group. We rode across Ohio for 13 years, from 1983 up until, 13 years, yeah, to 1986, was it? Yeah. I mean, trying to get my years. When you get old enough, your ears get all confused. But not, I was going to say, get so confused you don't really know when to pass on. Okay, but I've been involved with the Popcorn Festival since the very first 81. I'll get that correct. 1981, I started my tour across Ohio in 1983. And the last year we rode was 1995, and we gathered over $100,000 for the Cancer Society, and we bicycled from one side of Ohio to another. But what I'm trying to emphasize, the fact that what got all this started was the Popcorn 100 bike tour. I had not bicycled long distances before that. And the very first year of the Popcorn 100, my daughter and myself rode our bikes to the Columbus Zoo. And that was the long, oh boy, I can't remember how many miles it was down and back, but it was, I think, around 100 down and back. And it was a very tiring thing, and I thought I would never get on a bicycle again. I was so exhausted and hurting. But just a couple of years later, we got together a group of at least 18 people every year and rode across Ohio from Indiana to Pennsylvania, from Michigan to Kentucky, back and forth. Every year we would pick a different arrival town on the border and starting town. I remember our first year, I had my foot standing on a stone that said Michigan border, and that was where we started. Several years, we started in Lake Erie, on the shore of Lake Erie, up around Port Clinton. Yes, 1026 is the time. 740-333-9944 is our number to call if you'd like to call and ask any questions or provide anything. I've got things to give away, too. I've got some tickets to the Columbus Zoo and, or, yeah, to the zoo, and I think also the The wilds, yeah, the wilds and the zoo. Zoo can get wild, but thank goodness it doesn't get wild to visitors. Okay, so my first question today, and I'd like to talk more about the Popcorn Festival and all the years that we were involved. You see, the original WDIF was one of the kingpins in the organization of the very first Popcorn Festival. And there were some other people, Mike Nicolosi, there was a Mark Schwarzkopf, and several others involved in getting the very first festival underway. And that was something. And some of the people we had, and I'm sure you've heard before, Henny Youngman. Henny Youngman was a nationally well-known comedian. And Henny Youngman had a phrase that he used every time he talked to anyone that became a national thing. People would blurt that phrase out, even not knowing where it originated. Henny Youngman originated the phrase, "Take my wife, please." And he used that throughout his whole career. All right, the time right now is 10:28, and I'd like to hear from you. 740-383-9944, that's our number. And I don't see our regular clock. Oh, yeah, here it is, right on the left side. Okay, I'm used to it being on the right side. It's 10:28 right now. On this fourth day of September, the big parade, of course, is tomorrow. And it begins over there at Forest Lawn Boulevard. I can remember that well because I was a marshal in a couple of the parades. And I can remember meeting up with my car and everything there at Forest Lawn at the, what used to be the, maybe it still is it Fahey Bank there yet? Okay. My first question today would be, there's wheat, corn, soybeans, other things, and there's barley. Now, if a farmer grows barley, there is a good market for that. In fact, the market is growing all the time for the grain called barley. Can you tell me what barley is used for? At least one of its uses. The grain called barley. Mm-hmm. Do you know? Now, don't call now. But wait a minute, because it's 10:29. We're going to break here shortly. And then you can call after that. But what is barley used for? What are at least one or two of the main purposes of the grain called barley? There's not too much barley grown around here, but there is across the country, and it's in more demand as the days go on. Okay, we're going to pause here in a few seconds for our break. I hear big noise in the background, a big hum. What would that be? Air conditioning? It's not the furnace. But this is really nice. Nice new atmosphere here. Good grief.
From NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Okay, we're back once again here on WWGH 107.1. and downtown Marion is our location. We are on the second floor of the bank, not bank, can't get a bank out of my mind because it used to be a bank, you know, for so many years. Yes, we're in the building where the heart, here goes our first caller. Just a second here. I got to figure out, what buttons do I have? I used to have to push a button. Oh, here it is, over here. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Is barley used for malt and beer?
Yes, barley is used for making beer. It's used for in soups and all kinds of cooking things.
Bread.
Yeah. Hey, what would you like today for a prize?
You got zoo tickets?
Let me see. Yes, I do have zoo tickets.
I'll take some zoo tickets.
All right. And what is your name?
Ryan Garno.
Okay, Ryan. How many popcorn festivals have you been to? Do you know?
If I had to take a guess, I'd probably say maybe 10.
Okay, all right. Well, and we're about in the midst of another one. Okay.
Yeah, I'll be taking my kids.
Okay, all right. Okay, Brian, now we're located on the second floor of the Heart Failure Clinic of Ohio Health, which used to be, remember Frank's Department Store?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, okay.
On the corner of...
Prospect. Prospect and Center, yeah.
Center. All righty.
And you come in the door, and the elevator button is right around the corner when you come in.
All right.
And we're on the second floor. Okay. Thanks,
all right,
Ryan.
Have a good one. Yep.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. My controls are on the other opposite side. They used to be. That's going to be hard getting used to. I might fall over myself. But, yeah, that's nice. I have an executive chair I'm sitting in. Woo, boy. And was it comfortable? We all sat on wooden chairs at our other location. And, you know, when you get old enough, there's... between you and that chair, there's not much padding. Boy, this is nice. This is a soft leather. Like, I remember it's a chair just like my boss had, Bob Mason, back in the old radio station. He had one of these big upholstered leather chairs. That's, oh, boy. Okay, so barley is in really demand nowadays. Because it's used in making beer, for one thing. And boy, you look around the corner and everybody's making beer. Isn't that something? And beer, and it's interesting, too. It's used, you know, in more... I was surprised the other day when I saw the speaker at the Marion Public Library. After that, there was a cash bar. I bet... Years ago, the old timers would have, oh man. But today is a different world, yes. And things are managed quite well. And of course, we have one brewery downtown, the Marion Brewing Company, which used to be out on Bell Fountain Avenue, which burned. It was a brewery that went out of business during the Prohibition days. Oh, my goodness. But I talked to some guy who apparently there were conventions in Marion of American Legions and VFWs, and one of their goals was to walk out to the Marion Brewing Company on Bell Fountain Avenue. And they would get into all kinds of mischief out there, throwing bottles around and this and that. I was told that by an eyewitness. Naturally, I wasn't there. But then the building too burned, and there's just a small part of that building. Later on became the home of a popcorn company. What was it? Oh, yeah. Now there's a good question. You tell me the name of the popcorn company that used to be where the Marion Brewing Company was on Bell Fountain Avenue. Name the popcorn company. And they were big time there for a long time. And then I think Wyandotte kind of, oh, there, that humming sound stopped. Ooh, it feels so good, it almost hurts. But anyhow, yeah, name the popcorn that was once made or gathered and dispersed through the Marion Brewing Company building on Belle Fountain Avenue. What was the name of that popcorn company? Okay. Now, figure that one out. And no one probably is living now that remembers that, because that was a long time ago. That was a popcorn company. Yeah. And there used to be another place right beside it. It used to be Farm Bureau store. Remember that on the other side of the tracks? Okay, now, what else do I have in questions? Here might be an easy one. The Grand Ole Opry has been in existence almost 100 years now. Boy, such a long time. And it's on, they have broadcasts, and they have programs not only on Saturday night, but they also do on Friday night and maybe one other night over WSM in Nashville, Tennessee. They've been on that station ever since, well, in fact, that station, I think, got it all started. Now, I want you to tell me, in what building is the Grand Ole Opry? What building houses the Grand Ole Opry? I could ask you, too, with some of the sponsors. Remember, one of the sponsors is Humana. Yeah, we subscribe to Humana. They are dispensers of prescription drugs. Humana. Oh, here we go. Just a second here. Yes, good morning, caller.
Yeah. Wasn't that called the Betty Zane Corn Company?
Yes, it was Betty Zane Popcorn, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who owned Betty Zane. But
I don't either.
Yeah, I don't think it was the Browns. That'd be interesting to know.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, would you like a prize today?
Yeah, I'll take a prize.
Okay, well, you want the zoo or the wilds?
Oh, the zoo.
Okay, the zoo. Okay, and your name?
Larry.
Okay. Larry, how many popcorn festivals have you been to?
Oh, probably 10 before.
Okay.
I don't really go to them anymore hardly. But
yeah, okay.
I went to about 10 of them in a row.
Oh, okay. All right. And so you've seen a lot of the parades, too.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Very good. Okay, well, hey, thanks for your answer today.
Now, do I pick them up out there on East Center?
No, that's right. I got to tell you. We are downtown. We're not as easy to get to today as because of the festival blockings.
Okay.
But we're on the second floor of what used to be the bank building, or it was once Frank Brothers Department Store here.
Okay,
second floor, you hit the elevator button and up you come.
So that's where you're located at now.
Yes, that is, yes.
Okay, thank
you. Okay, thanks, all right.
Okay, Charlie, thank you.
Okay. All right. I've got one arm. My right arm isn't functioning like it should. It's because, now here, let me tell you. Years ago, in fact, 40 years ago, was it 40? At least. I bought a canoe. And I enjoyed canoeing, up and down the Sandusky River, on the Bucyrus Reservoirs. And my wife, Jeannie, and daughter, Kathy, we went to Canada a couple of, we had a good, here's another caller, just a second. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Was that the Rhineland Auditorium?
What's the name of it?
Is that the Rhineland Auditorium?
Rhineland?
Yeah.
No.
Something like that the Grand Ole Opry's in, right?
Yes, yeah. It's just, you didn't pronounce it right.
Didn't pronounce it right.
It's
well, I have a speech impediment, that's why.
Yeah, okay. But now, it correct it by saying Ryman.
Ryman?
R-Y-M-E-N. Ryman.
Ryman.
Yeah.
Wow, we're a Ryman picking and a grinning.
Yes, for sure. I've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You've probably been to the Corn Palace, too.
Oh, the Corn Palace? That's out in Iowa, isn't it?
Nope. South Dakota. Mitchell, South Dakota.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, now, Monday night, isn't it Monday night when that man who does the Civil War movies and other things, he's going to have...
Ken Burns?
Yeah, he's going to have a big deal on Monday night on bluegrass music.
Well, shocking.
Yeah, I like bluegrass. I think Marion, you know, Marion could have a bluegrass festival.
Well, it wouldn't be Kentucky bluegrass.
No, it's just bluegrass, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, a brief update. We still have tickets available. We were really hoping that we'd get a lot more people, but we do have tickets available. And now, as good news for those who said, hey, I want a ticket for the VIP reception because instead of 150, we will now have 100.
Oh, okay.
That's all we're planning for food-wise. So we have about 25, maybe 30 more tickets available. If anybody wants to buy a ticket for this wonderful event, Friday the 13th, 4:30 to 6:30.
That will be a week from this Friday?
That's a week from this Friday. One lucky person is going to get a flight in that legendary P-51 Mustang.
Boy, now that would be something. You'd have to be someone that can really take the G-forces. Although I don't think they'll be...
Yeah, they might get a half a G, something like that. Nothing really drastic. But, you know, there are a lot of folks out there that I'm sure are aviation enthusiasts. They need to get there. It's only a $50 donation, and you'll really be glad you did. So anyways, let me get out of here. Let the people call in.
Very good. Okay. Oh, by the way, airplanes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they'll be here the day before?
The Osprey. Yeah, the Osprey. Supposed to be arriving Friday afternoon. The Black Hawk helicopter should be arriving Friday afternoon. The P-51, weather permitting, and here's something that's really important. The P-51 Mustang, weather permitting, will be here Wednesday the 11th.
Okay.
Now, the mobile theater of the Commemorative Air Force Squadron will be up and operational on Wednesday the 11th and 12th from 9 to 1, and then reopen for folks getting off work, kids out of school, will reopen the afternoon around 4, 4:30 to 7:30.
Okay.
Now, that's going to be on Wednesday and Thursday. Friday the 13th, the Mustang will be on display, but we won't have that mobile theater that has the 15-minute documentary about the Tuskegee Airmen. It won't be open because of everybody. We're getting prepared for a big day on Saturday.
Okay.
So all of that will reopen at 9 o'clock Saturday the 14th until 6 in the afternoon.
Very good. Okay.
So we're hoping school teachers get your kids out there. And
Ted, what's the best part about being so well-known?
Well, meeting all kinds of new people, you know, taking pictures and signing autographs.
That's great. What's the worst part?
That after signing a half million autographs, I've got the worst case of carpal tunnel syndrome since John Hancock.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Okay, back once again, and I hope that when the Ospreys come to the airport, they buzz Marion because they would sure stir things up, the Osprey, as well as the Black Hawk helicopter, and all the others. I hope they just buzz around. Now, we used to do that back when we had the Murphy fly-in. We used to buzz Marion to stir up interest. I can remember flying with Vern Curran and Larry Wood. I think I flew with Larry Wood over the Popcorn Festival, if I remember right. Yeah, I broadcast from the Popcorn Festival in the air. Oh, boy, I tell you, there's a lot of history if you are old enough to be involved with the Popcorn Festival of years ago. And, of course, it goes on. It's, what, the 31st year this year? Oh, boy. And if any of you'd like to call and relate to anything from past Popcorn Festivals, some things you remember, please feel free. Or if you're involved with this year's festival, you know where we're at. We're in the Ohio Health Building at the corner of State, rather a corner of Prospect and Center. And you're welcome to come here. Come in the bottom area in the door. Press the elevator button. Come up, and when you get off the elevator on the second floor, you'll see a doorway with our marker on it. And glad to have anybody involved with the festival in any way, shape, or form. We're welcoming them all week long, all during the festival. I might even have my granddaughter up here one day. I don't know. Of course, she's in school. Most of the time, our schools aren't letting out early, are they? But my daughter, Scarlett Roston, is the Miss Teeny Pop this year. She was the first runner-up last year. And so she's Miss Teeny Pop. She was at the Milan Melon Festival. I was there over the weekend in Milan, Ohio. Now, the Milan Melon Festival is quite interesting. It takes place on, that's Fireland territory up there in Milan. And every Firelands city has a commons. A commons is a big grassy area. Some large areas and some small areas. The one in Milan is a large area, and a lot of the Milan Melon Festival takes place on that commons, which borders the courthouse and other beautifully restored buildings. And to emphasize melons, they have big bins of watermelons, muskmelons, and then they have melon everything, from ice cream to whatever. And they also had some different, they had something called, was noodles and cabbage. Now, you wouldn't find anything like that in this territory, I don't believe. Noodles and cabbage. That's more of an ethnic, maybe Polish, German, I don't know. And some Mexican street food and some different things. So it was quite interesting. I spent a whole day up there in Milan at the Melon Festival. And it was a lot of fun. A lot of people, my goodness. But their festival runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I think. Or it was Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I think, yeah, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, I do believe. Okay, now let's see, where was I? 740-383-9944. Yeah, the big airport fly-in, drive-in. You know, it also involves it's Wings and Wheels is the title of the observance, Wings and Wheels. And the wheels part are a gathering of cars, just like, you know, every weekend there's a big gathering of cars somewhere. But this is a really big one. And the entry fee for that is paid to the organization that is doing good for customers or people who go through dialysis. They provide various things that people might need that are on dialysis. And so that's a big fundraiser for them. And that takes place, the cars are out on the infield, you might say. But Yeah, that we used to have the Murphy fly-in years ago where we had all these experimental aircraft come to Marion and buzz Marion. It must have been something. Okay, let me see. If you have memories of past popcorn festivals, my time is your time. Please, if you have anything you'd like to relate. Now, like I said, the popcorn festival in 1981, when it started, got me involved in bicycling. Now, I had bought a bicycle when on vacation in Pennsylvania. I bought one, I had one, and my daughter had one. And we decided we would ride that Popcorn 100. And if I had to do it over, I'd have chosen maybe a smaller or a shorter route. We went all the way to the Columbus Zoo and back. And on the way back, we were the last ones in the tour. And right behind us was what is called a sag wagon. And I'll never forget, it was a Jeep operated by a member of the old REACT group that used to be in Marion. And he putt behind us for miles and miles. I'll never forget that. And all our bottoms were, you know, something else. And all that distance, but that sag wagon, a sag wagon is what, and I operated a sag wagon for the Popcorn 100 for years. And we would pick up people with flat tires, people who were exhausted, or people who needed bike repairs of some kind, and we'd stop and pick them up, haul them into Marion, and Rocky Cyclery would generally take care of them rather quickly. Yeah. But, yeah, that was something, the Popcorn 100. And getting me started in bicycling seriously and then organizing groups to ride across Ohio from border to border for the Cancer Society, all because of the Popcorn 100 or the Popcorn Festival. Remember the truck that used to be in the parade, the popcorn wagon? Remember that? Can you tell me where it's located now? It was in every year. There had to be special things provided. I think the first year it got by almost without overheating. But after that, I think they put auxiliary fans on the radiators because it was a very ancient truck. But it was like a horse-drawn wagon, only motorized. And it used to be in the parade every year, and that was a highlight of the Marion Popcorn Parade, the old popcorn truck. It's still around, but I don't think anyone drives it anymore. There had to be special provisions made to get it in the parade. Can you tell me where it is located today? Can you tell me where the old antique popcorn wagon truck is? Where is it located today? Yeah, it's still in Marion. It wouldn't be fun if somebody could get that out and get it back in the parade again, because that was a big highlight of all the parades. It went chugging down the street. Oh, boy. You know, I don't know, it was a 1920-something? And what else used to be in the parade? Maybe it still isn't. No, popcorn wagon or truck would not be in the parade that I know of. It would take such special doings or, you know, a lot of work. Okay, if you have any other memories of previous popcorn festivals, why, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Now, when I worked at WDIF, I was there for 10 years, you know, down the Scantlin Communications, and we had a big part in publicizing and entertaining the entertainers. When the coasters were in Marion for one of those early, the posters, coasters, and it was, quite a renowned group. Remember their big hit was Under the Boardwalk and a few others? And yes, we hosted them at Scantlin Communications. We gave them dinner. I had dinner with them. later on vacation, I met up with him again at Dorney Park in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and we renewed acquaintances there. And then Hanny Youngman, when he was in town, we hosted him at the radio station. And also there was a man that came, and I don't know if he was, I think he was with the Popcorn Festival, but I don't know in what area. He was called the hero of Midway, the hero of Midway. He was a fighter bomber pilot, and he got shot out, and he had told about his, it must have not been with the Popcorn Festival Entertainment, but he told about swimming in the ocean and gathering, he had a spent piece of munitions that he carried in his mouth for a souvenir, so when he was rescued, he'd always have that souvenir. Can't remember his name. He was called, though, the hero of Midway. Okay, time is 10:57 already. Anyone with memories of popcorn festivals of the past? Here's your platform. And here's your, if you'd like to come up and visit with us, if you're involved with a popcorn festival in any manner, shape, or form, we have open studio here for you. We're on the second floor of the Ohio Health Building at Prospect and Center, which was once Bank One, also was Frank Brothers Department Store, you know, years ago. And then it's been remodeled, of course, and it has a lot of offices in it, plus the heart failure clinic down below on the first floor. So we're on the second floor, accessed by an elevator. Very simple. You can come in the doors on the west side of the building, open the doors, step in, push the elevator button, the doors open, and up you go. After you press two, floor number two. Oh, let me tell you, too, there's something coming up. Lovina's Garden Mum Sale. Have you ever heard of that? No. Lovina's Garden Mum Sale. It will be Wednesday, September 11. Okay, that's would be a week from today. Yeah, Wednesday, September 11. They'll have 9-inch single-color potted mums, 10-inch bicolor potted mums, 14-inch multi- and single-color potted mums. Okay, and they're available in the following locations. Marion General Hospital, the front entrance, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. that day. And also the Marion Area Physicians near the pharmacy parking, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Stop by and learn from the experts. Garden Club members will be present to answer questions and give advice and care instructions. And the proceeds, of course, will benefit Marion General Hospital, Twig number 6, which is once the Men's Garden Club. All right. It's called Lovina's Garden Mum Sale, Wednesday, September 11. Okay. We're about to break here for 10 minutes or so. So stick with us. Now, remember, we are open for any popcorn festival people working, have anything to do with the festival, or if you want to give me a buzz.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, we're on the air.
Hey, Charlie, it's Scott.
Scott! Oh, wow! Okay, we've been wanting to hear from you, Scott.
Well, I tell you, this morning I did something different. Yesterday we were outside with the protesters, so today I made sure we got here a little earlier, got through the checkpoints, and I am actually calling you from Cleveland, Ohio, Republican National Convention, inside. I am sitting right now inside the Quicken Loans Arena, looking at the Oregon delegation from the rafters.
No kidding, you're among the seats.
I am in the seats right now. I can see Oregon and Indiana and New Hampshire. I am in the arena.
Wow. Say, Scott, were you there last night for Cruz?
I was, and let me tell you, one of the discussions yesterday certainly was on the division feeling here at the Republican National Convention. And if the boos you heard on television was something last night, you should have heard the boos in this arena.
No kidding.
To Republican candidate for president, Donald Trump.
We welcome to these microphones Donald Trump. Donald, how are you?
God, how are you?
Doing very well. What a busy week for you, sir.
I have to tell you, I have not slept